Welcome back to Conversations Different, a podcast from the Santa Fe New Mexican. This is Inez Russell Gomez. This week, we are discussing the first ever SWIA Native Fashion Week in Santa Fe, courtesy of the Southwestern Association for Indian Arts, sponsor of the world-famous Indian Market. With us is Jamie Schultz, SWIA Executive Director.
Hi, good afternoon, Inez.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. It's truly an honor.
Jamie, what is SWIA Native Fashion Week?
So SWIA's Native Fashion Week is a four-day event for 2024, and we're looking at building that for a whole week of events. We did this in partnership with the city, which we're so excited about, but to bring individuals that are interested in Native and Indigenous fashion, designers, accoutrements, accessories, to Santa Fe for those 4 days, we're going to have panels, discussions by the designers for the designers. We are also doing four different shows for that week, and we're just super excited about that.
It grew out of Indian Market. I remember the first fashion show in the park at Cathedral Park 10 years ago, but it got so much bigger during the market. So the fact that it's going to be its own event seems like a big progression.
Absolutely. So Amber Dawn Bearrobe has been the curator of this since that Cathedral Park event that happened 10 years ago. She has an incredible, not only eye for fashion, but what we're talking about deep down is our roots, what fashion has meant to us through the ages. So it's beyond, and that event has totally grown under her leadership, and we're super excited that she's also with SWIA to do this Fashion Week, because it's a very important and relevant conversation that's happening in the world, and we want to bring light to that.
Yeah, there's so much appropriation of Native designs, Native inspiration, those kinds of things, that this is a chance to see it at its roots, it seems like to me.
Absolutely. And I think when we talk about cultural appropriation versus appreciation versus collaborations, we're seeing that shift. And we really want to have that conversation. But also, we talk about that with Native American arts and cultures constantly. From my perspective of market, that's also a very key piece is the education component. So this is another invitation to learn more and know more.
That makes a lot of sense. And I think this year might be a particularly timely place to have a fashion show featuring Native and Indigenous art, because we've seen, you know, for a whole year, Lily Gladstone at all mm-hmm. the awards shows wearing Native designs, and she really brought so much attention to it.
She really has, and she's a strong proponent of those voices, obviously, across industries, and was super excited for her. And also, one of the things that we see, not only with the shift in the film industry, but also her highlighting the Indigenous voice in fashion, is that we are here. You know, we have not left. We're asking to be recognized for that. And I think this Fashion Week is very, very implemental with that, because those designers across the United States and into Canada have been seeking something like this, where there's one central place that people can come to and really see the new level and the capsule collections that are coming forward.
Well, and I think that because Indian Market and SWIA have been the place where so much Native culture and art have been celebrated for over 100 years, that you guys are the perfect, you know, sponsor, presenter, whatever you want to call it, to show, you know, this new flourishing.
Well, thank you so much for that. I think that I love Santa Fe and New Mexico's diversity and always have. So when I first came here to live, that was one of the key pieces. As an executive director of the Santa Fe Indian Market, as well as SWIA, my goal is always to be looking at these next level of platforms and how we can bring that back to our artists in all genres, so that it's not just exclusively one or the other. We highlight that throughout market. The invitation to learn more is always there. SWIA's fashion component has grown very, very rapidly, and I think that's also from the ever-changing mainstream idea. And so this is another opportunity to not only educate, but also to bring forward that collaboration and the pieces of actually getting to know that designer.
That's right. And I was thinking, I went to your website. So this is, this isn't like knowledge I remembered, because I was at the first Cathedral show, because I was doing Indian Market magazine back then. But you used to have four designers, 20 models, 150 people in the audience. Then it moved to the convention center, to the courtyard. Then it went inside with 1,000 people in the audience. I mean, that is a ton of people looking not just at traditional kinds of clothing that you do on Sunday at the Native American Clothing Competition, but at what the new fresh ideas that are coming out of, you know, people's minds all over the country.
Absolutely. That innovation is, you see it rapidly progressing. One of the things that we're very aware of is regalia has always been part of our cultures. As a Native American woman, it's really powerful to actually see that in mainstream now. And I think for our youth, that's also another component that I hope to highlight is they see a reflection of different cultures across the board of these Native cultures. So it's been a ton of large progression. The need for this and also the want for it has been exponential. So we're just growing with that.
Yeah, that's an exciting, it's just wonderful to watch. I know looking at Cannes last year and seeing Patricia Michaels' feather dress on, you know, Miss Cardinal, mm-hmm. It was just like, oh my gosh, because, you know, like I know her and I saw her feathered umbrellas years ago and it was so thrilling.
It is absolutely thrilling. Tantu will actually be out this year for this, so look forward to her on the runway. And we have some, of course, other people in the industry of film that will be visiting and on our runways as well.
Well, that's exciting because you've had some pretty big stars. I was looking at some of the last people, and I know everyone I know is watching Reservation Dogs. So the fact that, you know, some of the stars were on the runway here is pretty exciting.
We're very excited. And those two naturally fit together, film and fashion. But we want to make that more accessible to everyone.
Oh, that's good. And on that, we'll take a quick break and be back with Conversations Different.
Thanks, Inez. This is Patrick Dorsey, publisher of the Santa Fe New Mexican. We hope you're enjoying this episode of Conversations Different with Inez Russell Gomez. Great local content is only possible with a talented staff dedicated to bringing you the best local content possible. For that staff to do its work, we need your support by subscribing to the Santa Fe New Mexican. If you're already a subscriber, thank you. And if not, there's never been a better time to subscribe. In addition to our home-delivered newspaper that comes with full digital access, we also provide digital-only subscriptions for SantaFeNewMexican.com. We'll also be releasing more online-only audio and video programming moving forward. The Santa Fe New Mexican has been here for nearly 175 years, and we want to continue being your source for local news and information. Visit us at SantaFeNewMexican.com/subscribe or call us at 505-986-3010. Thank you.
It's a new day in New Mexico, and the doors to boundless opportunity are open as tens of thousands of New Mexicans reach higher to pursue a dream, broaden their horizons, and retrain for a better job. With the New Mexico Lottery and Opportunity Scholarships, you could build yourself a better future anywhere in the state. You put in the hard work, we'll help with the costs. For eligibility details, visit reachhighernm.com.
We are back talking to Jamie Schultz about the first Native Fashion Week sponsored by SWIA in Santa Fe, and who knows who will be here. I know Ralph Lauren just came out with a huge collection and collaboration with a Dene designer. I can't afford the $898 dress that I'm in love with, but it was just really such respectful use of Native motifs and designs. I was really impressed with that collection.
Absolutely. Naomi Glasses has been one of our textiles. She's a fifth generation textile artist with SWIA. And it's really exciting to see her be able to come forward in that collaboration. But this also in this new launch, they are also utilizing a lot of different Native artists in their jewelry and some of their photography. So please take a closer look at, because it is just that collaboration's more than just clothing.
That's right. And one of the things that in the past, when you'd have Southwestern themed clothing, you didn't know who the artist was with the jewelry. It might be, you know, old jewelry. It might be kind of fake stuff that people just got. But now it's saying, this is by so-and-so, this is by so-and-so. So there's a great appreciation, I think, for the creativity at the center of it in a way that we haven't seen before.
Absolutely. And I think that there has been mixed comments or mixed thoughts on this. But what I always look at is the invitation again, but the innovation for these artists across all genres to be able to collaborate with someone with such powerful brand awareness and influence. So what I hope to see from that is more collaboration from other companies. You know, there's a sustainability and a holistic issues that we all face. And I think that that bridge into the larger mainstream was very much needed.
Yeah, it's going to be an exciting just to watch and see how it grows. And I think when I was watching the Oscars and they were discussing Lily Gladstone's quill work on her gown, I mean, I never thought you'd be watching a mainstream television show and hear discussions of quill work.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that that's another really key piece is people are starting to do more interested to understand all of these techniques, but the cultures behind it. And that's exciting to me.
Right, because it's not just silversmith, it's beadwork, quill work, it's the weaving of the actual garment that you're wearing. I mean, there's so many things involved, especially if you're thinking about, you know, the traditional clothes.
Absolutely. And we're seeing that more and more, that the traditional techniques are taking on some innovation, which is allowing for growth, but we're being invited into these different sectors that I think is really important right now. From a perspective of executive director of SWIA, that's always been one of the critical things is the education piece. There's 567 actually federally recognized tribes that all have unique and individual cultures. And so although we may house about 250 of them in Santa Fe for our August market, they are still here all the time, and we hope to invite more of that voice in.
That's one of the, I think, important things about SWIA is that you are putting on an event, but you also have year-round programming and year-round teaching in a way so that people can understand that, you know, Native Americans aren't one monolith. You know, not everyone's going to wear a headdress.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm so grateful to be here in the Southwest just because the territory is beautiful too. But as these nations come to visit, it's really a community event in August. And we just see that time and time again, that it's important across the board for the city, but also for everyone that lives here. It can be complicated, but that, you know, after 100 and going on 2 years, that's still an excitement to that.
Yeah, I know it was really thrilling 1 year. You know, there was former Senator Ben Nighthorse Campbell running and, you know, hugging somebody that he'd known for 100 years. And then you see Ally McGraw coming around the corner because she goes every year. And it was, and then there was Ruth Bader Ginsburg was being escorted by her grandma. I mean, that was a great market for me. I saw everybody. And yet everyone was just treating each other like friends and family.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't like, oh my gosh, there's a star kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely, that they've grown up with market. And that is really a key piece and an important piece. You know, we have legacy artists and also families that have really built their economic structures on this. And what I love about market is that it allows those artists to sell retail for themselves at that one weekend, but it also supports them in their homelands to create economy. And I think that's one of the biggest things is those artists are just not only getting to see family and friends again and reconnect, but they're also providing support for, you know, going for other family members.
No, that's true. I always, it's kind of a joke, but not really. I love Folk Art Market and I love supporting villages all over the world. But I always tell people, if you want to support villages, you know, go to Spanish Market, go to Indian Market, because the people in Cundio or the people out at Hopi, this is where they're going to make their money for the year.
Absolutely.
And this is where they're going to buy food for their families and get their school supplies and, and be ready to move on.
Yes. And, you know, I think that's the vitality of what this market does bring. And we're always trying to empower our artists with more business acumen and tools. So that's always been our goal. But one of the next level of this is also creating those collaborative connections for them. And I think that we're seeing that growth through indigenous fashion and native fashion is that the world is looking more, you know, and once is very interested. So we're trying to also bridge that for these young designers designers and some older designers. You know, there's Patricia Michaels has worked on her craft for 40 some years and has seen the struggles of trying to be a Native woman in this industry. So it's really exciting that this is now the time and place.
Right, because when you're making, let's say, your manta to wear for your feast day, you know, at Santo Domingo or Taos Pueblo, that's a different endeavor from when you're creating a design or mm-hmm. a dress that you then want to sell, mm-hmm. you know, to maybe 1,000 people all over the country.
Absolutely. And I think that it's respectfully also is some of the tribal especially from Patricia's perspective, some of that she's never going to reproduce because that is truly sacred to them. So each community has different ways of having something restricted or that they don't want to really delve into. But what we're finding too is that there is a way that this has created innovation. And so when you're looking at the traditional idea of what it took to make that manta or to make that belt, they're now having young people that can merge off into a contemporary voice that is maybe something that's not taboo that for them to make for public consumption, but then come from a place of really learning and an invitation to learn and educate about their communities.
Yeah, that's really important. I know when I watched her on Project Runway a few years back, I thought one of the issues, the reason she was the runner-up instead of the winner, was partly the judges should have picked her first dress as first, that first round. But also her stuff couldn't be replicated. It mm-hmm. was so unique. I mean, that was high couture. And they were looking more for something that you could make a bunch of and sell at Target.
Absolutely. And we definitely, there is going to be some mask, you know, possibility of that, but we are also looking to really create the relevance and the respect to tradition.
And on that note, we'll take a quick break. We'll be back in a moment with some more Conversations Different.
My name is Maria Jose Rodriguez Cadiz, and I am the executive director with Solace Sexual Assault Services. Our mission is to prevent sexual violence and empower survivors of sexual violence through restoring dignity, strength, and resiliency. For almost 51 years, Solace has reduced the impact of sexual violence. We do it by focusing on human rights, social justice, hope, and dignity. We believe survivors are experts in their own experiences and acknowledge that empowering them is crucial to their healing. Our advocacy, forensic interviewing, and therapy services are centered to their needs. Our sexual violence prevention programs in schools and community is just as important. Please check our website at findsolace.org. And if in need, you can call our 24/7 hotline, which is 800-721-7273. Your support is crucial to the lives of survivors. Thank you. Gracias.
Welcome back to Conversations Different, where we're talking to Jamie Schultz about the SWIA Native Fashion Week in Santa Fe, which is coming up this May. I'm thinking about all the different parts that you're going to bring together because, you know, we live in Santa Fe. We're mm-hmm. very aware of tribal nations, but that's the Southwest piece. Mm-hmm. But then you're going to have people from urban areas, probably mm-hmm. from Canada, from, you know, the Northwest.
Absolutely.
All over the country. Do people really get the variety that's out there in Indian country?
You know, I think that's one of the bridges that I've talked about earlier is definitely making that very well known, you know, is that there's more than just one aspect to it and just more than just one way. So we don't live in that monolith per se, but we understand that because of the day and age that we live in, that actually engaging face-to-face with those artists is such a pleasure, but it's also an integral moment for not only the designer, but the individual that's learning. So we hope to create more of that because they don't. I would say that from my perspective and just because I went to public school, they don't. It was not taught in our history books. It's something that we're addressing now. And beyond maybe some of the issues and challenges is there's also such beauty and culture and innovation that we want to showcase.
Yeah. Oh, that's going to be exciting. And I think one of the thrilling things, I was looking at the website for the fashion show, and it was all the pictures of the different models. There's so many indigenous faces and different, you know, body types, different appearances. Mm-hmm. You know, there's not like this one, you know, sleek person with long black hair staring at you broodingly, although you have that too. Yes. But I really love the variety of people that are going to be showing the designs.
Absolutely. I think Amberdon has done an incredible job of making that wide open. Obviously, there has been more flexibility within that to ask and invite models to the forefront. We have seen quite a few of our younger models grow into great careers. So the Indigenous Fashion Show and Native Fashion Week, I think, can launch careers as well. So we're seeing that somewhat show up, and we're always hoping to keep that invitation of inclusivity open.
That's kind of exciting, I think. And people were going to be able to watch, you know, an actual runway show.
Yes, absolutely. And I think from that perspective, like we had talked about, you know, the reflection into mainstream, and especially for me as a woman, it's just really wonderful to be able to have an expression of who I am as a Native woman with something I can wear. You know, yeah. And it's that individuality that we're coming to and getting to see. So fashion in itself is something that, you know, is part of our daily life, but taking it to another level and having that be seen is really powerful for me.
I know, just, you know, as a New Mexican, when Deb Haaland was sworn in to Congress the first time, she wore a manta.
Yes.
And I started crying. I just couldn't believe that there was a manta, you know, being worn in the halls of Congress. And now, you know, with Teresa Ledger Fernandez, our congresswoman from Northern New Mexico, she wore a fiesta outfit, you know, skirt and top in white to the State of the Union.
Yes.
And it was like representing, you know, it was perfectly business attire in the sense that it looked like you were dressing up for an important occasion, but it was our business attire kind of thing.
Yeah. Isn't it wonderful to see all of that? And then just, you know, from my, once again, to gratefulness, my gratitude to be here in New Mexico, because we're tricultural, you know, and it's just amazing to see how those cultures may have had and still have different challenges or differences. But some of those differences are also just the way that we have rich cultural histories. And so living together in this great state has been amazing, because it's very rare to see across the board.
No, we've worked it out, not perfectly, but at least sort of peacefully, amicably to some degree.
And we're all willing to learn.
That's right. And, you know, all of us to our different fiestas or celebrations or feast days, we all wear shawls. You know, most people have a concha belt, and everyone wants a squash blossom for Christmas. So there, we have commonalities among the cultures.
Absolutely. And I think that that's even more far-reaching than the Southwest, too, is when we invite in different communities that we're actually representing from that perspective, the availability to a platform where you can actually get to know some of these culture bearers that are coming to market, whereas you may not be traveling to Alaska or to Maine or to the East Coast or the West Coast. You know, that this is a one-time in that, you know, where I'm talking about market, but that you can come and meet those people and get to learn more. And so I think, of course, going back to the Fashion Week, this is just another way to elevate that voice.
Right. And it brings people together so they can collaborate and share. So they bring what they know, you know, their knowledge, whether you're an Apache person whose moccasins have to be a certain way so you don't get stuck by cactus while you're walking, or you're someone who has to wear, you know, your tribal headdress for different things. Mm-hmm. It all comes together, and you talk and you share and you learn from each other.
Absolutely. And just to kind of reference what you mentioned earlier, you know, seeing the Blackfeet honor Lily Gladstone has been also a really powerful image. And I think that's coming from those tribal elders, too, to have us be invited into that glimpse was just beautiful, too. Yeah. So along that same line is understanding that these platforms allow for us to see a living culture, not something that has been maybe romanticized or perceived differently, but to really connect with the individual and the human being that lives in that culture.
And I think it's so important that you realize that it's a living culture.
Yes.
It's not in the past. You know, the cowboys did not kill all the Indians. They're still here. And also that it's not just a tragic culture.
Yes.
There's so much emphasis in the media and in you know, our stories about alcoholism or, you know, sickness or whatever. And it's like, no, these people are doing great things. And, and they're bringing, you know, not just their skills and knowledge, but their, like, intellectual. I mean, you were mentioning one of our former cover women for Indian Market Magazine, Jessica Growing Thunder, has a PhD in beadwork. I was like, that's so cool.
Yes. Yeah, it's amazing just to see that plethora of knowledge also move into the new generations. And once again, not be perceived from a stereotype or from a stigmatic point of view. You know, when I look at each of these small cultures, I see the beauty of that because they are fishbowls, because there's a limited amount of members in those cultures, but they deserve, you know, if we're talking a pro rata or we're looking at ratios, they might look like they have a problem, but so do we all.
Yes, we do. We do. And at the same time, you have a market where you can have, I don't know how many potters there are at Indian Market, but I always think like every one of them is world class.
Yes.
And how can you bring that much, you know, brilliance in one place over and over and not just be struck dead by it? That's what always, every time I go, I'm just like, I can't believe it.
Yeah, for me too. I mean, like I tell people, if this is your first market, make sure you have good shoes and be ready to have a feast for the eyes and senses, because it is just one of the most incredible opportunities in one place to get to visit with this many nations and different artistic talents.
That is the truth. And at Fashion Week, we'll be able to see them on the runway, and hopefully people will get to talk a little bit and exchange views. And I think about getting up really early one morning. Jamie Okuma had won Best of Show, as she often did.
Yes.
And I think there was somebody in line, I don't remember how early, 4:35, and it was 8:01, and it was sold.
Yes.
And I just was like, oh my gosh. And then the next year, it was the basket guy, Jeremy from, Jeremy Frey, and 8:01, and it was sold.
Yeah, I think from that perspective, too, is what you're looking at with Fashion Week here is you're going to see some up-and-coming innovators that are working in their craft and being able to have a moment like this that are synergistically connected with market, but they really have an element of their craft that applies to fashion, and we should pay attention to that and be able to also see them in that realm.
And this will be a chance, if you're looking to collect, to get people before they become superstars and enjoy having something beautiful in your closet or on your wall or wherever the design can go.
Absolutely. I think that's been one of the questions, which is, you know, what is acceptable and not acceptable? And I really, when we're sharing our culture and we're selling that item, please think of it as acceptable and ask questions while you're there, because that's one of our goals, is always to educate. And so it's with our artists.
Oh, that's wonderful. And on that note, this has been another Conversations Different. We'll be back again next week.